Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Father God and Holy Spirit, angels, Raphael, Gabriel, and Michael, we declare this to be a protected show. Therefore, only entities who are of the highest vibration from the one true source provide messages of love and guidance. We thank you for being present and working with us to better understand the process of transition. We thank the one true source for the gift of mediumship and the miracle that we can communicate with those who have made the transition to the unknown. Death touches all of us at some point in each of our lives. It's something we must all face when the time comes to say goodbye to our mothers and fathers, and then at some point we must be the one leaving. Mediumship teaches that no one ever really leaves, they only change forms. We must not say goodbye, but learn a new way of communication. This communication goes beyond the five senses. We must feel with our hearts, see with our spiritual eyes, and have the faith that what you cannot see still remains. Through the gift of mediumship, we learn that our loved ones on the other side are always and forever intricately connected to us, very much involved in our lives on a daily basis. Mediumship provides peace, hope, and healing, and is made possible so the bereaved may heal and know that they will be with their loved ones once again and that death is not final. We thank you for the protection this evening, and we ask for a blessed show. Amen. Beautiful song. Hello, everybody. I'm your host this evening. My name is Medium Michelle Fletcher, and happy Friday. It is Friday. Take a deep breath in. Enjoy the weekend. We've got some beautiful weather here in Wisconsin, and love and life. So I'm going to bring Cindy, my co-host, on in a minute, but I do want to talk about what the topic is for tonight's show. And that is, what is your soul group? And so many of you may have rejected those who have hurt you as not a part of your soul group. And I'm here to tell you that they are definitely a part of your soul group. Those people, you know, they could be an abusive mother or, you know, any past relationships, a divorce, your exes, you know, all of the good and bad role or people that played those parts, those characters as a villain in your life. They're definitely a part of your soul group. And I personally had to learn that. And once I discovered that, there's a great amount of healing with my family and those who, you know, I pointed the finger that they hurt me and therefore I reject them as having any part of my soul group. They are not my soul group. And that's just simply not true. They absolutely are. In fact, they it's called a soul contract that before you incarnate, you have this agreement. And they love you so much that they agreed to play the part as villain so that you could get what you needed in this earth incarnation in your earth school curriculum. So with that, I am going to bring Cindy on. Hello, hello.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
Good. 75 degree weather in San Diego, doing great.
Oh my gosh, you're doing better than I am. But it's beautiful. It's pretty cold out, but it's at least it's sunny. When it's cold and cloudy, that's why I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, we're getting close to spring, so hang in there.
Yeah, that's what my hubby said to me today. We are nearing spring.
Can't come too soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. So we've got some callers in the chat or in the in studio, but we'll get to them in a minute. So what do you think about our topic this evening?
Wow, I think it's a great topic. And I think it's one that so many people haven't connected with yet. And when they don't connect with the whole purpose of your soul group, then we tend to look at ourselves as being victims and we get angry at people without a true understanding of their purposes in our lives. So I love the topic.
Yeah. And it wasn't until I had that insight and that realization that I was finally able to let go of, you know, that one ex that keeps haunting you. So I'm able to go back to the history of my life and look at these people who so-called hurt me or caused harm or broke my heart or, you know, whatever. I'm able to go back now and review that and, you know, bless it. And so then I really don't harbor any anger or upset in my heart. Now, I am not suggesting that I condone, you know, any kind of abusive situation or anything like that. And although I can see the lessons for what they were, that doesn't mean I need to bring them back in my life. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's definitely fine, healthy balance there.
Yeah, that is sometimes easier said than done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that people, you know, they want to say, well, that person hurt me so bad, or, you know, my mom was never there for me, or my dad was abusive, or, you know, whatever it may be. And so generally people will claim, no, they can't be a part of my soul group. And but when you look at them with soul eyes and you understand that they played that part as villain for your growth and your benefit, even though they didn't want to, they didn't incarnate here, oh, I want to hurt you or I want to cause pain in your life. It was what they agreed so that you could benefit and you could get the most out of being here. Anyway.
Yeah, hearing that makes so much sense. But, you know, I've heard, and I don't know if this is accurate, but I've heard that there's different levels of whole group, primary, secondary, tertiary. Is that true?
I'm not familiar with those three levels.
Okay.
I do know, though, however, that you are at the same spiritual evolution or the same spiritual, level or around about, not exact.
Mm-hmm.
And you all grow and move simultaneously, but you're not exactly at the same level. In fact, there's generally one or two within a soul group that will awaken when it's time, and then it's their job to assist and help with the other members of the soul group to help them. They wait patiently for the rest of the soul group to awaken or become self-realized, I like to say.
So do we stay with that same soul group with every incarnation, or do we ever change groups?
No, you incarnate with the same soul group, but granted, remember, I mean, it could be thousands and thousands in one soul group. So it never gets bored. it never gets bored. You could, and you also play different roles. So my mom in this life, I might be her mother in the next, or I might be her son in the next. So you incarnate, I know that's so hard to believe, and like the mind is, it's really hard to fathom that, but you actually do change sexes. Like, I'm a woman in this life, and, you know, my past life, I might have been a male. So
that is so hard to comprehend.
It's hard, I know, because you want to believe that you've always been a female. But
yeah,
now in life, you needed to learn yang energy, the male energy, and you had different lessons or experiences that you wanted to have in a previous life. So
is everyone that we interact with part of our soul group?
Yes. Yep. Your coworkers, a stranger on the street that you have a brief conversation with, that person that you flipped off on the road, you know, you're like, you'll be talking about that on the other side. Remember that time?
Oh.
So yeah.
Okay, that puts a whole new perspective on it.
Yeah. It's all one. So we originally started out as one being, and then separation occurred. So separation after separation after separation, and layer after layer after layer, and everything is split. And where we're at now is that everything's coming together as a whole. So we're reuniting again. All of those separations is coming together, and it's quite miraculous. They're beautiful.
Yeah. So do we as a soul group have a specific shared purpose of any type as far as the universe or the earth is concerned?
We do, but I don't believe that we're aware of what that purpose is. I know it's something grand, and we're preparing now for that.
It's a mystery, and yet at the same time, it's so comforting knowing that everything is happening around us and to us for a reason, and that was part of our contract when we got here. Hard to understand, but comforting at the same time.
I know. But, I mean, it definitely can help with, you know, those problem areas or those people that you can't quite forgive for what they did. And if you look at it from a higher perspective, it certainly helps. I'm not saying it's going to remove, you know, the pain that they cause overnight. But it certainly takes being out in it. I know that when I'm looking in that higher perspective, I have a great deal of love for the so-called villains that played that part in my life. And I have a lot of love because I know that they really didn't want to play that villain role, and they did it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, that puts a whole new perspective on things that have happened to us when you realize it wasn't to us, but it was for us that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is it safe to say then that everyone who is in the role of a villain that hurts us in any way, that they are part of that soul contract? that whole
group? I would say
group?
more so. More, I mean, definitely. Okay. And the people that played the part of villain, that role, because it is a character, they really are. They did it for your benefit, for your growth. And then an interesting thing happens that once you, whatever it was that they were trying to teach you, once you've gotten it, you can do a little meditation and you can connect with that soul and you can talk to the soul, you connect to it and you let them know that role is no longer needed and that you've grown. And then you'll say, like, it's a mom, you know, you don't really kick moms out of your life, but it's somebody that has hurt you, but they're still in your life. Then you can connect with them and thank them and that is no longer needed. And then you can watch the relationship transform or change right before your very eyes.
And I know that we've all either experienced this or known somebody who's lost a child. That child then is part of that soul group that came here to teach us that lesson of loss of some way.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And so by that higher way of thinking, you can, the higher perspective, you can get out of feeling like a victim and that somebody harmed you or hurt you or that the world thought to get you. And you can ask yourself, well, what was it that child came here to teach me? Why did it come in the state so quickly? And what was I to learn from it?
Yeah.
Or what was I to experience from it? It's not always about learning. It's a lot of times it's about having experiences.
Okay.
And
it's
all for a greater cause. So we eventually go back home into self-realization and awakening.
So once
the veil lifts, you see this very clearly. And then you can hold that love and gratitude in your heart.
Well, there's no reason not to hold it now if we've been enlightened enough to understand the purpose in this. It does. It changes the way you view everything.
Yeah.
You and I both have had the experience of an ex-husband in our lives. And so I think this gives a whole new perspective to the ex. And I have no right to feel like a victim because I now understand why it happened and that it was part of that soul contract. But boy, it's hard sometimes. In the
sure
moment, it's really hard.
Especially with those exes.
You're
said one
just kidding.
I have many.
1, 2, 4, give or take 3 or 6. It's all about the lesson.
Yeah. But so when the veil starts to lift, you can go back and revisit those relationships and get something from it. You know, a lot of elderly folks, there's not much to do when you can't really get around very much, you know, when you're elderly and your legs don't work and, you know, you're a lot of times bedridden. So a lot of these lessons and learning different perspectives are coming to the elderly because they don't have a lot of distractions. So all they really can do is lay in their bed and think about their lives. And so that's when they're really getting a lot of this stuff. But we, as, you know, aware, we can get this before we become an elder and before we're ready to transition.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's almost it's a calling. It's something that we are in need of pursuing and doing once you become aware of it. It's very interesting. Michelle, I see some callers on hold. Do you want to go over and take a couple calls?
Yep. Let's take, see here, 917. Hello, you're on with Meeting Michelle and Cindy. Hello?
No one there.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. They were waiting a long time.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to 207. 207.
Hello, what? Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
How are you today? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Dee.
Hi, Dee. You're on with Meeting Michelle and Cindy.
Thank you. Can you tell me if there's anyone in spirit who has a message for me?
Well, before we get into that, what do you think about our topic tonight?
You know, I was just talking about that the other day with somebody about soul groups and knowing everybody from before. And that's why some people you have a bad reaction to or you have a close reaction to. You know, I was thinking about that a lot.
Yeah, because probably the ones that you have the bad reaction, there's a little bit of karma with that person. And
oh, yeah.
Cindy and I, we really didn't get into is there, you know, there is karma and some of these relationships are karmic and you're trying to work out what had happened before in the current life. So
definitely.
So Dee, let me look into spirit world for you. I just get pink all over the place. Pink, generally pink would represent cancer, breast cancer. I have a little old lady here. She has gray, curly hair. She looks to be pretty elderly. I keep saying that tonight. Okay, there's something really... she has your eyes. Do you understand that?
Yes.
This is your mom, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and was there a cancer connection with her?
Yes.
Okay, so that's her, and for whatever reason, she's ringing bells all around me. Ding, 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 ding. Does she grow up on a ranch, or does she have any history on the ranch? Do you understand that?
Well, I had a ranch house, and I had a lot of wind chimes around it.
Okay, that's it. That's it. So was she had already passed when you had the ranch? I don't know why she's bringing this up.
She visited me a lot over there.
Okay. So she's just making connection and letting you know, Dee, that it's her. And, she's just really enjoying being – she loved the breeze.
Yeah.
It was a really special place. And I feel like you had an area where you would have tea outside and you would just enjoy each other. And there's also a male. There's also a male in connection. Taller gentleman. I don't know if this is who this is. So
that could be, that was probably my grandfather, her father.
Okay. Was pretty tall?
Yes.
Okay. So just know that those two are together. She's bringing in some pets too, some dogs.
Yes. Yes.
In particular, a black one.
Yes.
Okay. So she's saying, all my love, you're my angel. Did she ever call you that?
No. No.
Okay, that's fine. She's saying it now. You're my angel. I love you. Just all my love. And she's blowing kisses. And I just feel all this warmth from spirit world. And I'm hearing the name M as in Michael.
That could have been her dog, Maggie.
Okay. It's the black dog that I was seeing?
Yes.
Okay. So just know that she's with her dog.
Oh, good.
I also have a June date. There's significant meaning with June.
That was my parents' anniversary.
Okay. Okay. And he's passed too, your dad, right?
Yes.
All right. So I see them holding hands and they're still wearing their wedding bands, which you have. Is that right?
I had his ring, but I lost it.
Oh. Where's the wedding ring? You know, I hear this all the time with jewelry getting lost and then magically appearing. So,
wow.
I really think they swiped it and they're going to return it at the right time.
Oh, good.
Which is hard to believe. I mean, I know what I said is pretty, what I just said is pretty unrealistic, but I have seen it before.
Oh, that would be really good.
Okay. Now, something else about the ranch, or I don't know if this is at the ranch, but she's talking about gardening and flowers. I think she's with you when you do the gardening and when you have flowers.
She used to like to garden a lot.
Okay. Pippi. She's giving me a P name, like Pippi or P.
Hmm. I can't think offhand who that would be.
Brother. Do you have a brother?
No.
Does she? She has a brother. She's mentioning
no,
brother.
No, she didn't have. She didn't have any brothers or sisters either.
I beg to differ. Might want to check with see if there was a baby lost.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting a whole bunch of different images here, so I think we're at the tail end of your reading. I'm seeing a somebody in a full body cast, and I don't think that's for you. I think that's probably for somebody else.
Okay.
Okay, Dee. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you did.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dee. Are you there, Cindy?
Yeah, are you there, Michelle?
Yeah. Yep. Well, she got a pretty good blessing. That was pretty nice.
Absolutely, yeah. Looks like we've got somebody who's been holding for about 45 minutes. Did you want to check in and see if they have a comment on our soul group?
Sure. 780, you are on
yes.
the live.
Hi,
who's this?
It's Michelle.
It's
How
Michelle?
Yeah. Great name.
Hi, Michelle. Great name. Where are you calling from, Michelle?
Alberta, Canada.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what do you think of our topic this evening about soul groups?
It's awesome. Actually, it does make a lot of sense. And I always say, you know, yes, I've had some bad experiences, but I am who I am today because of them. So, and I've learned a lot from them. So it makes sense. Sometimes, I mean, you're still angry about it, but you have to get over it. Everything that happens is meant to be, right?
Yeah. Well, as the veil starts to lift and you are moving through the process of awakening and transformation and ascension, lot of that pain, I really do think it's a process and it doesn't happen just overnight in a blink of an eye. I do think healing takes time. And as we age, we get older and we become wiser, then we get more of the lessons. So you don't get in all of the lessons, you know, in the blink of an eye. I really do think it happens over a period of time.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So what's your question, Michelle?
I'm curious what's coming for love. I've actually been single for about 3 years now because of a past bad relationship. So it took time to heal and all that stuff. So it seems to be raining men, but I'm not dating anybody or anything like that. There's just lots of, I'm like, cute kind of things out there. So I'm kind of curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I'm seeing with you, Michelle, is I think that you put on a really good exterior facade as like, I don't care, or like, it's sort of like a tough,
you go find it. Where's your ball?
It's sort of like a tough exterior, but deep down you're terribly and deeply, deeply afraid of even going there again. And I don't even know that your fear is conscious. I think your mind says, oh, absolutely, I'm ready and I want to date and find that special person again. But in reality, you're covering up that it's almost like I want to, but, so there's a bit of a, there's a lot of fear there.
Yes, and I am very cautious. Absolutely.
And I really do think that it's going to be quite some time. I don't have a specific date for you, but I do think it's, you know, longer than a year. And, and the way that you're, it's good for you. You need to just be on your own for now, and you need more of the healing that we were just talking about. And then one of your signs and clues that you're going to get, that you're past this and you're ready to try again, is that it will be raining men. All of a sudden they're going to be coming all over the woodworks, and, you know, and you'll know from spirit that, okay, now it's time to get my feet wet again and try this.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I don't know if this is a spirit that I'm connecting with, or if this is a past relationship that I'm connecting with. Sometimes it's hard for me to tell, but there is an older man here who has a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, and he has quite a bit of wrinkles on his face, and he looks a little more on the rough side, I don't know how to explain. Just, I also get the date 98, the year 1998. If that doesn't make sense now, write it down. But do you know who this man?
Okay. Not offhand, no.
Okay. I believe him to be a biker type.
Okay.
I'm not saying he rode motorcycles, but he kind of gives me that feeling. And there's a lot of, he's an angry man, just angry person in general.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
Do not.
Okay, I really do think this is someone in spirit world, not a past relationship. He just gave me, he winked at me. I'm asking him for more evidence so that you can relate to whoever this is. I have the name B, a B name, like Bob or Bobby or Bill. And it's related to a friend of yours. I don't think this is for you. I think it's a message you're supposed to deliver.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any friends that have any husbands or someone that has passed that fits this description?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well, think about it and find me on Facebook, and if you can figure out who he is, let me know.
Okay, will do.
All right. Well, I think I hope I answered your question. You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. All right.
You there,
Mindy? No, I think it's a good time to take a break.
Okay.
So, we'll be right back after this song.
They're giving me the year 1972 as a clue. They're also showing me old-timey vehicles.
He got married to my mother in 1972, so would that
okay,
be
so that's a significant... Okay, that's his way of saying it's me, it's me. It's me. He must have liked his typewriter, because he's showing me this old typewriter that he used to use.
Because that's the other sort of father that I had prior to him. He was the typewriter guy, because he went blind and he still used the typewriter, and I had bought him one just before he passed.
He's also talking about two birthdays that are coming up.
Yeah, that's right. His son and my son.
I want to ask you about your lower back. Is there, do you have some pain there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sending love, healing, and light to that area of your back. Because she's not too crazy about a guy who you're interested in. She says you need to watch him. You need to watch out for him. Does this make sense?
Yeah, a lot.
Other problems in your life too, as far as your, there's somebody sick, I feel breast cancer or feel heaviness in my chest.
Oh my God, that's my wife. She's been dealing with breast cancer for the last four and a half, 5 years.
And did you just get a pedicure? Or are you thinking about getting a pedicure?
Yes, I did for my birthday.
Aww.
Yes, I did. Aww. Oh my gosh. Hello.
Everybody, we are back. Let me get Cindy here. Cindy, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Okay, so
hi.
Cindy and I, we were doing a dry run just to learn how to work the switchboard and all of that. And lo and behold, right in the middle of our dry run, I got this huge hit in my pancreas. And so that to me as a medium means that someone is trying to get in touch with me who passed through pancreatic cancer or has someone in their family that is dealing with that illness. And so if that's you, you know, I would love to connect you to whoever this is. And we left a message in the chat room, but there's no response. So anyways, I'm going to go to area code 502. You're on with Media Michelle and Cindy.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hello.
So I was actually got on the line to listen, and then I heard your message. I haven't seen it. Who passed from pancreatic cancer.
Okay. Well,
and
she's
speaking about her like 30 minutes ago.
Okay, I'm going to make that connection, no doubt. No doubt to doubt it, but that's her. So, yeah, as Cindy was like, are you okay, Michelle? Are you okay? I'm like, oh my gosh, someone with the past pancreatic cancer and the fact that you were just speaking about her. And, you know, I was meant to take your call and this is all predestined. And she wants you to know that she heard what you said and she, you got a bit emotional when you were talking about her. Is that right?
Well, I was, it was actually just on Facebook. I was talking to, it was her, her son who she has three kids. Her son was her favorite, I guess you could say. She passed right after his wedding, and he just had a baby, and she wasn't able to be there for the baby, but I had, was talking about the song that they danced to at their wedding, and they couldn't dance to the whole song because she was sick. We were talking about that, and then his wife had wrote me and said that the song I was referring to, that's what she sings to their baby every night when he goes to sleep. And
this was
just like 30 minutes ago. Yeah.
You let him know that she came through this evening and that she's not missing anything from Spirit World and she's right there and she knows about the song, she knows about the baby, she knows everything that's going on. He really misses her and it did bring him to tears when you guys were discussing this on Facebook. I thought it was you, but it's him.
It's him,
yeah. And he really misses her and I do not, generally I can see if someone is trying to reach their loved one or talk to them, and he's not doing any of that, which makes me sad. Tell him it's okay to say hello to her and to talk to her and that she can hear everything that he says and that the love is being sent. So
I will definitely relay the message.
Okay, now... He was so good to her. You want to probably write some of this down. He was so good to her at the end. He was so helpful, and he felt a bit useless, out of control, as if he wanted to do something, but there was nothing he could do. He prayed and prayed and prayed for her, and it was just time. It was just her time. Now, is this a little girl that he has?
It's a boy.
Okay. Is there a little girl?
She had a daughter and two sons, but the daughter is the oldest. I mean, she's in her 40s. She has three little girls, so she would have three granddaughters. The youngest one's probably 9.
Okay. This little girl has blonde, curly hair. And, bright blue eyes. So I'm just trying to give a description so we know who this is, who she's referencing.
No bright blue eyes. I don't know of the curly hair.
And she's much younger age. I'm seeing him like 3 years old. So much younger than 9. So I don't know. Maybe he'll be able to relate. A cousin. I just heard cousin.
Cousin? He's my cousin, but I don't know if that's the little girl who that would be.
Okay, so I'm just trying to tune in here a little bit and get some more. I think she was more on the timid and shy side. Not that she's that way now, but that's the personality that she's revealing to me. She's more on the quiet side, but very loving soul.
Yeah, a little bit of both. She would say never what she believed in, but she would kind of, she loved books. She was an introvert in that sense.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. Generally, introverts are more on the shy side. Give me one second here.
Okay.
Okay, I had a little bit of an interruption. Do you know if he puts flowers where she was buried?
I'm not sure. I would think that he probably would.
Okay, because she's mentioning that. And, you know, Michelle, she's just like what you said, an introvert. She's not really coming through with much more. I think that that's how she was too. She wasn't a type of person that had the gift of gab, although she could, but not with strangers.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Okay. Now I'm going to mention a bracelet. There's something in particular with a bracelet that was given to somebody in her honor. So go ahead and write that down.
Okay. Given to someone in her honor.
A piece of jewelry or a bracelet that she's referencing.
Okay.
Holly, yeah, I think that's all I have, Michelle. I'm sorry. I wish I had more.
Oh, are you checking? You're perfectly fine. If you're talking to me, that's more than enough information. It's funny. I was just at my mom's house when it was her sister, and I don't know if she has been given something of hers, but she had been looking at charms for her Pandora bracelet. She wanted a sister charm.
Okay, that's it. I'm going to make that connection.
Her memory.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
And she's been actually, like, wanting her to come through because she's felt like there's a presence in her house. And when she got sick, she was living with my mom at the time in her final days. So my mom said, like, she'll hear music and she'll hear.
I was just going to say like music. There's something with music with her. I was, and I didn't say it.
Yeah. She says that it's not like a negative presence in her. She feels at peace,
no,
so she thinks it's her.
The music is heavenly. It's heavenly music. So she's bringing the music. And, she's running around the house.
Well, thank you very much. I will definitely, I will let him listen to this in the archives. I'll give him the link.
Yeah, that would be great because she really went out of her way to connect with me. So,
and it was weird. I just was like making pizza rolls and just happened to call in just to listen. Like, I didn't even have any specific intention. And then I was like, wait. That's
Cindy, she cool
called
in
work.
The chat room. Is anyone connect with the pancreatic cancer? So I'm so glad that we took your call. And I even told Cindy before the show, mark my word, we're going to talk to someone who passed with pancreatic cancer. So I'm so glad to make the connection for you.
That's crazy. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.
Michelle, that is so amazing how spirit will provide just the right information so someone understands it's them. It's just, no matter how many times I hear that, it still just gives me chills.
Yeah. It's just such a blessing to do this for people, and it makes me feel so good. And, you know, those people and her family members are going to sleep a little bit better. You know what I mean? Like, they're just.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, there's so much unknown. What a gift. What an amazing gift to give those people. Like I said, I never stop just being in awe every time I hear you provide that information for someone.
Yeah, I love it. So I think we have time for one more caller, and
okay.
I'm going to go with Well, there it's just 111. I think they're calling from Skype.
Okay.
Hello, hello.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi,
Jane. How are you?
Good. This is
Jane. I'm good.
It's
what was your first name?
It's Jane.
Jane. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, Jane.
Nice to meet you. What do you think of our soul group topic tonight?
Oh yeah. Well, I was reading the description, and it, you know, this is what I'm going through, like as far as what you've described as, and I am looking for a soul group to connect with.
Well. You've already met your soul group. They're your family, they're your friends, they're your coworkers, they're your pets. So,
yeah.
So, well, and I'm sensing that you're feeling quite alone in the world. And,
yes.
yeah. So, I don't want you to feel that way, but I mean, you have a right to feel however you feel, but I, you know, just happen to know that it sounds like you just haven't made a connection with a special someone, you know, that where you can say, okay, he or she is part of my soul group.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's bring in part of your soul group from Spirit World. Let me see who's here for you.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Jane, I'm suddenly feel very crowded. You have a lot over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm getting the name, B sounding name like Bridget.
Bridget.
Purple, do you understand the color purple?
Okay. I can't think of anyone right now.
Okay. Do you understand purple? Is that your favorite color? Why am I saying purple? Okay.
Yeah, I love purple. It was my favorite color when I was young.
Okay. Yeah, I have one of those too. Green. I always loved green, but now I like fuchsia. I'm going with that B name again, like Barry or Mary. I'm hearing that. Generally, when I get it once or twice or three times, I know it represents something.
Is it Mary? Did you say Mary or Barry?
Yes, I said Mary and Barry.
Oh, okay, because I have a grandmother named Mary.
Okay. Let me take a second to connect with her. Who's the person who was near blind or nearly are blind? They have very bad eyesight is what they're telling me. I think they're over exaggerating.
I can't think of anyone. Elderly or
I'm sorry, say it again.
Someone elderly?
No, I don't know if they're just showing me they really had bad eyesight near blind.
Okay. I can't think of anyone at the moment.
Okay. And I have a name, Jenny, coming through.
Jenny?
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit world, or?
It could be physical or in the spirit world. Who's Jenny?
Okay. I don't know if it goes back to childhood. I went to school with someone by the name of Jenny. I mean, there's a lot of Jennifers, you know, that I've known, but Jenny.
Okay. You do have quite a bit on the other side, and they're all talking to me all at the same time. So
okay.
I don't want to reach and say that, you know, it is somebody that you've known with that name, Jenny. And I have law enforcement on the other side. Somebody just flashed me their badge. Do you understand that?
Oh, interesting. Law enforcement on the other side.
Yeah.
That I can't think of at the moment either.
Okay, well, that's kind of sad for me that we're not making a connection. I want to keep trying for you.
Mary is my grandmother.
Okay.
When you mentioned at the beginning.
Okay. We have 2 minutes left, and I'm afraid you're not going to be able to connect with this either, but I am being shown an African-American female who's very, very heavy set, very boisterous, and she's just sending loads of love to you. And but I'm sensing you're not going to connect with that either. So maybe when you go to bed tonight, you'll be able to put the pieces together or listen to this, listen to it again.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I tried.
That's okay. I can't, can't think of anyone at the moment.
Okay. Yeah.
No message.
I knew that you wouldn't be able to even before I said it. So, but I said it anyways.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You know what? Call again next week. We can try again.
I will. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Thanks, Jay. Yeah. Bye.
You.
Okay, I think that's going to wrap it up, Cindy. So
yeah, it went so fast.
It does go by fast.
Yeah, it really does. This was a fascinating topic, Michelle, the whole idea of the soul group. And what we didn't get into, and we probably should have in more detail, was that relationship with the karmic groups and the karmic purpose. Maybe we can come back and revisit that in a different show.
Yeah, a little bit of a more sad, nobody likes to think of karma, but we all have it.
And we toss that word around a lot, so it's nice to discuss it, yeah.
So we will be back here, Cindy and I. It's every other Friday, so not next Friday, but the following Friday. Cindy and I will be back here, and we hope that you enjoyed our evening show tonight. So thank you to all the listeners. And if you would like to find me on Facebook, well, it's Facebook/MediumMichelle. So we will see you guys later. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
A strange and lovely sound, I hear it in the thunder and rain. It's ringing in the sky like cannons in the night. The music of the universe plays.
African-gray woman, very boisterous and big and like a such a character. And you could know, like, if someone said that to you, that would really love you. Right, and then welcome to my life. Welcome to my life. And she had a ton of people. And they were all kind of happy. I tried to connect with her grandmother. And then I got this man, this big, big, jolly man that had a big stack of her. And I was going to mention that, but I just already knew that she was going to say no. So, but I did this as long way as you do. Yeah, and then so how did they make her call at the right perfect time? there's so much we don't know. There's so much we don't know. Our mind is not even about the reality and the truth of what's real. And No, but she gave a lot of evidence. I think that cancer was not pretty good. But the first caller, every single thing I said, oh, wow, they're amazing. Oh, yeah. Blacked off. Oh, you're just going to fall in the middle of my life. Like, yes, I love you. I didn't want to let her go. I could have just kept going. The whole show. She's so easy. I could have said purple pancakes, and she would have said, yep. Yeah, we get it. She's so attractive. No, I thought that was perfect. I was done tonight. I really had nothing left to say about the whole group. Yeah, but what's really interesting is the show does for those people that I gave reason to, those other people, you know what I mean? It takes time for it to grow, but I really don't mind it. And if you ever come to a night where we have no callers, I'll play a lot of music. And we don't want people to know we don't have any callers. I don't like it.
But I don't, I think, when you have four callers, big. Okay, so when we have 100 people calling, then yeah, we can see. We can't agree. We can talk about the topic. Yeah. I gotta check that out before I can. Yeah.
Just
just let me know. I don't have my daughter to be upset, but we might need to make it brothers. We're not going to be like, hey, welcome to town. We'll fly out. Yeah. Have fun. Here's the keys. Take care of yourself. See ya.
You should come out here when you've got the keys down there. Make sure you're
Yeah. I'm maybe the first week of May.
Okay, just let me know and I'll make arrangements. So
okay.
Excited to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just meet Dave as well. Will you come?
I don't think he'll come to the group, but
he won't.
No, with a bunch of girls.
Maybe I'll be some guys that he will do 3 and 3.
I'll ask him.
Really?
I'll ask him. I don't think he's like that.
He supports everything.
He does. He is supportive, yeah.
Wow. Well, all right, well, I know you're tired. Thank you for letting me. Sorry if I jumped in too soon with this call. I still feel bad about that, but I so enjoy doing this with you, so thank you for including me.
You are so welcome. And, oh, my God, I didn't end the episode.